This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. The Fate of the Furious has set a new record for the highest worldwide opening weekend in box office history, racking up $532 million from 63 countries to pass the $528 million mark set 2 years ago by Star Wars: The Force Awakens. Fate had a roaring debut in China, setting a new 3-day record for Hollywood releases there with $192 million. Hey, and since The Rock and Vin Diesel have made up, get ready for Fast and Furious 9. I love to watch cars fly. Uh-oh, another Hollywood couple has bit the dust. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner's marriage finally looks like it's coming to an end. The Alias star and her Batman hubby are looking for joint legal and physical custody of their 3 kids. The pair, who met in 2001 on the set of Pearl Harbor, first announced their split in June of 2015, 10 years after getting married. Why did they split up? Well, Ben was caught cheating with their nanny. Looks like Jennifer will be cleaning up now from the divorce. Ever since Deadpool's post-credits sequence specifically confirmed that the character's comic book compatriot Cable would show up in the next installment, speculation has raged as to who would become the time-jumping tough guy. Now it's been announced that Josh Brolin has been chosen to portray Cable in the upcoming Deadpool sequel. Production on the film is slated to begin this summer, and Brolin has apparently signed a 4-film deal in the role. People just love cursing superheroes. Last year's film, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, was a big hit, and writer J.K. Rowling has confirmed that the movie is just the first of a 5-film franchise. The second film in the series is set for release in November of 2018, and Johnny Depp will play the villain Grindelwald, an evil wizard who has a long history with Albus Dumbledore of the original franchise. Also, Jude Law has been tapped to play the iconic Hogwarts headmaster. Dorothy Mengering, the mother of David Letterman, has died at the age of 95. During her son's tenure as host of CBS's Late Show, Dorothy made frequent appearances. Each Thanksgiving, Mengering would appear via satellite from her home in Indiana to unveil her signature pies. She also served as the Late Show's Olympics correspondent for the 94, 98, and 2002 Olympic Winter Games. R.I.P. Dorothy Mengering. Hard rock band Korn announced on Facebook that they'll be performing on their upcoming South America shows with a special guest. Filling in for their regular bassist Fieldy will be Ty Trujillo, the 12-year-old son of Metallica bassist Robert Trujillo. The band said in the statement, quote, "We're bummed Fieldy can't join us on this run, but excited to do a few gigs with a young player like Ty. We look forward to welcoming our brother back when we return to the States later this month," unquote. Huh. I wonder if Korn's rider includes whiskey for the band and juice boxes for Ty? James Gunn just announced some exciting news. He's returning to write and direct Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. The director of Volumes 1 and 2 said, quote, "My love for Rocket, Groot, Gamora, Star-Lord, Yondu, Mantis, Drax, and Nebula, and some of the other forthcoming heroes goes deeper than you guys can possibly imagine, and I feel they have more adventures to go on and things to learn about themselves," unquote. The film stars Chris Pratt, Bradley Cooper, and Zoe Saldana. The second film comes out this week. Bill O'Reilly has been forced out as a primetime host on Fox News after the disclosure of multiple settlements involving sexual harassment allegations against him. His ouster brings an abrupt and embarrassing end to his 2-decade reign as one of the most popular and influential commentators in U.S. television. O'Reilly's departure comes 2.5 weeks after an investigation by the New York Times revealed how Fox News and 21st Century Fox had repeatedly stood by him, even as sexual harassment allegations piled up. Don't let the door hit you on the way out, Bill. Paris Jackson is concerned that her youngest brother is being neglected. Blanket, 15, has been staying at his grandmother Catherine Jackson's home in Calabasas, California, alone without a proper guardian for months. Catherine, 86, a guardian for Blanket, has been staying with her daughter Rebby in Los Angeles in recent weeks after returning from London. Paris's uncle, TJ Jackson, was named a co-guardian for Jackson's kids after his brother's death in 2009, but Paris isn't satisfied with that living arrangement. Maybe they should all just move to the Neverland Ranch, because it's for sale. Priyanka Chopra is currently experiencing some conflicted emotions during her last week in the U.S. before heading back to India. The 34-year-old actress just finished shooting season 2 of her ABC series Quantico and has been busy packing. "I'm packing up the house. So many mixed emotions. It's been a long haul," she tweeted. Priyanka will be back in the U.S. next month, though, to promote her highly anticipated film Baywatch. Other than watching Priyanka bounce around in a bathing suit, do we really need another Baywatch? Police investigating the death a year ago of pop star Prince found numerous opioids scattered around his home but appear not to have identified where or who supplied the dose of fentanyl that caused his death. Some of the strong painkillers found at the musician's Paisley Park complex had prescriptions in the name of his friend and bodyguard, the search warrant showed. The probe included searches of Prince's computer, cell phone records of his friends, and interviews with his associates. Prince was found dead at the complex on April 21st of last year. The trash bin. Kim Kardashian has been trying to slim down as she prepares for the 2017 Met Gala, and she didn't even need to go on a diet to achieve her goals. Nope. The 36-year-old reality star has revealed that she lost 6 pounds from having the flu. Kardashian said, quote, "The flu can be an amazing diet. So happy it came in time for the Met, LOL. Hashtag 6 pounds down," Kim tweeted. Yeah, and so can cancer and emphysema, Kim, you dummy.
The news wrap-up.
Facebook is deleting a bunch of spam accounts in its effort to fight fake news. Older people are starting to use Snapchat more, a new survey shows. The most highly paid Amazon executive isn't the CEO, it's the head of cloud.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The Fate of the Furious is the number one film for the second straight week.
The number one album.
Kendrick Lamar returns to the top of the charts with Damn.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition, it's number one again.
The number one fiction book.
James Patterson's The Black Book is the most popular book in the USA.
Last week, we featured former One Direction singer Zayn Malik. This week, Harry Styles released his long-awaited debut single. Fresh from an appearance on Saturday Night Live, Styles performed 2 tracks and also took part in 2 skits, one of which was Styles impersonating a 1970s version of Mick Jagger. Harry will make his movie acting debut in the war film Dunkirk in July. His debut album, titled Harry Styles, is set to be released on the 12th of May. Here's Harry Styles with the Song of the Week, Sign of the Times.
Just stop your crying.
That was former One Direction member Harry Styles with the song of the week, Sign of the Times. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z.
And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.